An NBC cameraman becomes the fifth American with Ebola.
With an abundance of caution, we are quarantining ourselves.
Wicked weather in the middle of the country.
And it's coming down real hard. It's like bombs dropping on the house.
And a big data breach at J.P. Morgan Chase.
The hackers got deep into the J.P. Morgan system.
Good morning. I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. The latest on the Ebola crisis includes an NBC News crew member testing positive while covering the story in Liberia. Achoka Mukpo is a 33-year-old freelance cameraman. NBC's Dr. Nancy Snyderman on the Today Show.
He's good. The amount of virus in his body is low. We should have a very good prognosis.
NBC is flying Snyderman and her crew back to the U.S., where Mukpo will be treated and the others isolated as a precaution. In Dallas, officials say they figured out why Ebola patient Thomas Duncan was initially sent home rather than admitted and isolated in a hospital. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is there.
Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital says a flaw in the way electronic records interacted between the nurse who questioned Duncan and the doctor who treated him led to the miscommunication, which allowed Duncan to go home after his first visit to the ER last week. They say the flaw has now been fixed, but the fallout is far from over.
Another problem is that officials are having trouble finding a crew willing to sanitize the apartment where Duncan and others are staying. Joining us now, CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook. John, a patient slipping through the cracks, an apartment still possibly contaminated. How concerning is all this?
It is concerning, and it points out the difference between theory and practice. So we were told the United States has a robust healthcare system, which it does. And if somebody does come here with Ebola, if they're identified early and put into isolation and quarantined and their contacts are traced, then it should be contained fairly easily. Of course, that didn't happen. The person came here, came to a hospital, said he had symptoms, said he was from Liberia, and yet somehow he was sent home. So that was number one breakdown. And then, of course, once they say, we're going to go clean up his apartment, they realize that nobody wants to go in there and do that. So these are the kind of nitty-gritty details that are crucial if we're going to be treating this effectively.
You know, Liberian officials have said that they plan to prosecute him because they say he knew before he flew. Would he have known that he had it if he didn't have any symptoms?
You know something? In fairness to him, I don't think that's entirely clear, because he touched a woman who was pregnant and was bleeding and very sick. And for all, you know, that could have been a complication of pregnancy. And it wasn't until after he came to the United States that her contacts then developed Ebola, and then she died, and then a contact of hers died.
The Dallas-Fort Worth area is cleaning up after some very heavy weather, relentless rain, and hurricane-force winds. Baptist College student Jenna Perkins watched as those winds hit a dorm.
We saw the roof go flying off. We saw a lot of debris. It just looked as if it were paper flying off.
This is a familiar sound in parts of Missouri. After high winds knocked down trees and power lines, as much as 6 inches of rain fell in some areas. And in Memphis, it was all that and hail.
Like the size of a golf ball.
Yes, it is.
More heavy rains expected in the Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee valleys this morning. The country's largest bank says it's been hit by one of the largest computer hacking attacks ever. But CBS's Anthony Mason says it may not be as bad as it sounds.
The breach occurred in June and lasted about 2 months before the bank was able to catch it. At first, they thought this was relatively small. We now know it's 76 million accounts, 7 billion small business accounts. The good news, if it's relative here, is that only user contact information appears to have been taken. That means names, addresses, phone numbers, emails. Chase says there is no evidence that account numbers, passwords, or social security numbers were taken.
September employment numbers show improvement over a lackluster August. The Labor Department says 248,000 new jobs were created, the unemployment rate falling to 5.9%. The help wanted signs are up for the holiday shopping season. CBS's Spencer Rain is in Yonkers, New York.
This musician is looking to bolster his bottom line.
It isn't just presents or bills, it's everything.
He's not the only moonlighter working this holiday jobs fair.
I can pay more bills instead of being behind.
Fred Salvino is looking to bring in another 250 to help Stu Leonard's, a novelty grocery store, make it through New Year's.
Helping out in our bakery department, selling about 20,000 Christmas trees.
Well, he has more needs this year than last. Applicants have to clear 3 interviews to get hired. Spencer Rain, CBS News, Yonkers, New York.
A federal appeals court ruling means women in Texas may find it much harder to get abortions starting today. CBS's Dave Barrett.
After a federal appeals court upheld a tough abortion law, Texas may now have as few as 7 centers for women to get that procedure. 2 years ago, there were 40 such clinics. Many closed because doctors were required to have hospital admitting privileges before they could perform abortions. Now, some women in South Texas may have to travel as far as 300 miles to San Antonio, which is the closest city where an abortion would be available.
Censorship and curriculum with a perceived political agenda, the subjects of an ongoing dispute discussed at a Rocky Mountain school board meeting last night. CBS's Stephen Kaufman is in Golden, Colorado.
A plan that calls for an advanced history course to promote citizenship, patriotism, and respect for authority and individual rights remains on the table, but the Jefferson County, Colorado School Board has approved a compromise, a committee to review the course using teachers, students, and community members.
We just want to make sure that we have representation from someone in each one of those articulation areas as best we can.
The agreement came after 4 hours of heated public comment.
Our board majority refers to our children as ignorant pawns. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Golden, Colorado.
In Hong Kong, more fighting between pro-democracy demonstrators and Beijing government supporters. Some witnesses say it's the worst since Sunday. CBS's Seth Doan says things are calmer now.
We are seeing far fewer protesters on the streets today. That may be because of the on and off rain that we've had throughout the day. It may also be because of the promise of talks between the government and protesters. It is a wait and see approach here.
A bad year for General Motors has gotten even worse with 380,000 new recalls announced this morning. Here's WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
There have been 3 accidents and 2 injuries caused by a loose joint and worn threads in Cadillac SRX crossovers and the similar Saab 9X. That affects 209,000 vehicles. Meanwhile, the Chevy Spark is being recalled because its hood can open unexpectedly. No crashes have been reported there.
These recalls come after yesterday's announcement involving 117,000 vehicles, which could stall because of bad computer modules. The British leader makes a friendship offer in Afghanistan with caution.
British Prime Minister Cameron is the first world leader to meet the newly elected Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. The U.S., Britain, and other NATO countries are hoping this will be a new chapter in affairs after the often testy relationship with former President Hamid Karzai, Al-Qaeda terrorist once trained in Afghanistan. Cameron says that can't happen again.
Afghanistan, free from Al-Qaeda, is in our national interests, as well as Afghanistan's.
Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
It's a baseball junkie's delight, a quadruple header with all 8 playoff teams in action today. The American League Division Series began last night. The Baltimore Orioles hammered Detroit 12-3. The Kansas City Royals beat the Angels in Anaheim 3-2 in 11 innings. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, October 3rd, 2014. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. And I'm Peter King, CBS News.